yesterday. I've titled this episode yesterday simply because the quote is too long to use as a title, and it comes from Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, and it is, "We usually lose today because there's been a yesterday, and tomorrow is coming." It's so true. We often forget to be content in what we have today because we're lost in memories or things that happened yesterday, or we're concerned about what might happen tomorrow. But for those of you who don't know, Goethe was a author, playwright, poet in the late 1700s, early 1800s. His arguably, possibly not arguably, greatest work is Dr. Faustus. And it's a play about a man who sells his soul to the devil for pleasure, for worldly goods today. And I was lucky enough to hold Dr. Faustus in my hands when I was pretty young, as soon as I could crawl on a shelf, because my parents bought out a high school library in the 60s when the high school closed. And so our utility room in the basement, which was quite big, was literally a library. So I can still see that gold-lettered green book. I don't know what has happened to it today, but anyway, and I loved Goethe so much that I even wrote in college a spoof or a parody of Dr. Faustus called Foster Sauce. Anyway, but today we're going to look at yesterday and how a couple of songs about yesterday have informed my life. So let's begin. I guess I need to back up and say welcome to my musings from the middle of nowhere. And I want to add, I've had a horrible bout of bronchitis for several weeks, and I've literally been sitting up in bed to sleep. So I've finally given in and decided I'm just going to record. I've got my herbal tea here with some fresh lemon juice and honey in it, so I'm going to do my best to make it through. Welcome. In my yesterday, I'm sitting in a den, sorting through 45s to play on the record player as my mom prepares meals in the kitchen. One of the songs we had on 45 was Yesterday by the Beatles, and I know I saw that 45 a ton of times, but I didn't play it back then because I didn't really have a concept of yesterday. When I was 3, 4, 5 years old, yesterday just didn't mean much to me. But whenever I hear the song Yesterday, I think about sorting through those records and my mom being in the kitchen. So in this post about yesterday, we're going to talk about the meals that we had on the farm. When I woke up, there was a smell coming from the kitchen of something. Now, yes, she cooked traditional things like eggs, but scrambled eggs mostly. But my favorite two things mom made were malto meal, and the way she prepared it after it got done cooking, she would always add brown sugar and butter so that when it was in our bowls, all we had to add to it was a little bit of milk. And mom just seemed to know the exact right amount to put in to make malto meal taste fabulous. I love malto meal, but my kids didn't end up liking it, so I did serve them sweet rice, which was another of my breakfast favorites. Sweet rice is just simply rice with raisins and sugar and cinnamon and milk added to it. My kids didn't want the raisins in it, but that was another farm favorite. At lunch, which we called dinner, depending on the time of year, we either had big meals or small meals, but we often prepared sandwiches to take out to the men who were working in the fields, my dad and my brothers and anybody else we had hired to help. And the preferred sandwich was ham and butter on buns. and Mom buttered both sides of the bun so that they would stick together. And we usually had a sweet treat to take out to Scotcheroos, just something easy, something that could be in the hands, you know. And it seemed like after lunch, Mom rested for a little bit, and then she started preparing a huge supper, which most people call dinner. And she would make these fabulous desserts for us to have at supper time. And to give you a little bit of reference about how great my mother was at baking, in the fall, in kind of rural areas, there were often church bazaars to raise money for the churches. And my mom cooked or baked a cake. And we moved into a new community. It's a long story, but for a couple years when I was a seventh grader, so that my dad could be the superintendent of schools. And so the first fall we were there, my mom, baked a cake, and everybody else baked a cake, and they had this auction, and my mom's cake went for $210. Everybody else's cakes were going for $30, $35, but she knew how to make things look appetizing. And the next fall, the same man who had purchased the cake the year before bought her cake for $250, and that was just simply unheard of. But there are other stories about my mom and how fabulous she was at baking. But, you know, for dinner, what we called supper, we had vegetables, of course, generally something canned, like my grandma's canned green beans. And we had iceberg lettuce, always with Dorothy Lynch salad dressing. And the main course was usually some major meat item, like ribeye, which is crazy. My brother once said at supper, "Mom, not steak again." But we butchered our own cows, and so we had meat available a lot. But one thing my mom was genius at was chicken fried steak. And her recipe was basically dip it in milk, dip it in crackers, not breadcrumbs, but crackers that she would roll out with a rolling pin and get really fine, and then dip them in that, and then fry them, and then bake them. Chicken fried steak to this day is still my son's favorite meal that my mom made for him. And she's been gone several years now. She suffered with dementia for about 10 years before she actually passed, so she's really been gone about 15. So he just has a few memories of things that she made for him. And every time I try to duplicate it, he's like, "You know, Mom, this is good, but it's not as good as Grandma's." And that's okay with me. And since we're in yesterday, when it comes to relationships in yesterday, there's a song by Stevie Wonder that just always hurts my heart so much, and it's "Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday." And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about my first love and the item he gave me one Christmas that I'm holding in my hands as I speak. The jewelry box I hold in my hand was given to me by my first love, my high school boyfriend, and it still means so much to me today. I've always kept my most valuable, important jewelry in it. I've got my mother's wedding ring in it, but he gave it to me one Christmas when he had planned to give me a pearl, and my parents and his parents didn't want him to pearl me. For those of you who don't know what that means, it's a pre-engagement ring. And I think they just weren't ready for us to take that step. But his mom helped him pick out this jewelry box, and it's simply precious. So It's a good memory because I loved that boy. And we got together because, well, a lot of things, but I used to always paint one of my fingers. My right index finger I painted red, mostly because I just wasn't good at painting fingernails and I just kind of wanted a colored nail, but he told me that was one of the things about me that just attracted him to me. He couldn't get enough of me with that painted fingernail. Anyway, this boy and I had so much fun together. I've got pictures of him singing with my family at holidays and pictures of us throwing snowballs at each other. And, you know, he would carry me around on his back, even though we were probably about the same size. And the summer we went through a breakup, I listened to Motown songs all summer long. And Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday was one of the songs that I listened to over and over. My best friend Tammy and I would head to the high school track and we'd take a tape recorder and sit there on the bleachers and listen to songs and talk about my relationship and just kind of hang out as kids do. But the funny thing is, Tammy and I are still besties, and that boy is long gone. It's so interesting to me how our yesterdays inform how we view the present. So this first poem comes out of the fact that I was in Venice shortly before I had a trip to Vegas. And though this is not an autobiographical poem, it does center around the fact that my yesterday was real Venice and my today was in a fake Venice, basically. So this is called Vegas. It's just like Venice. Her date, a lawyer and a troubadour, courted her with wine and walks under facades, practiced. His sentences entranced her. Copper pots, seared scallops, the Pomodoro sauce. While crossing a Rialto bridge to buy dark, chocolate-covered apricots, she gazed at curling fingers in the frescoes, red ribbons on hats of gondoliers, then toasted Venus to ensure that this was just like Venice, only better. In the morning, as they packed, behind his shoe, she saw the teddy bear, his eyes drifting toward the other girl waiting at the Continental Gate. The next poem I'm sharing comes from Sandra Cisneros' collection, Loose Woman. I actually did my master's thesis on this collection, so I've long been a fan. Cisneros is best known for House on Mango Street, but her poetry is pretty powerful. This poem, called Once Again I Prove the Theory of Relativity, actually seems like it's about the future, but it's truly about longing for a future based on something that's happened in the past. If you came back, I'd treat you like a lost Matisse, couch you like a Pasha, dance a Sevillana, leap and backflip like a Taiwanese diva, bang cymbals like a Chinese opera, roar like a Fellini soundtrack, and laugh like the little dog that watched the cow jump over the moon. I'd be your clown. I'd tell you funny stories and paint clouds on the walls of my house, dress the bed in its best linen, and while you slept, I'd hold my breath and watch you move like a sunflower. How beautiful you are, like the color inside an ear, like a conch shell, like a Modigliani nude. I'll cut a bit of your hair this time so that you'll never leave me. Ah, the softest hair. Ah, the softest. If you came back, I'd give you parrot tulips and papayas, laugh at your stories. Or I wouldn't say a word, which, as you know, is hard for me. I know when you grew tired, off you'd go to Patagonia, Cairo, Istanbul, Kathmandu, Laredo. Meanwhile, I'll have savored you like an oyster, memorized you, held you under my tongue, learned you by heart, so that when you leave, I'll write poems. Thank you for joining me for Musings from the Middle of Nowhere today. I hope that as you go about your day, you think about how your yesterday informs your today and tomorrow, but not get lost in it, but take some time to reminisce and enjoy what has gone before. And as always, I hope my middle of nowhere is somewhere close to yours.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for this blessing, we lift our hearts to praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been redeemed when we shall leave this place.